Chapter 31. Liturgical Reform. After all this was over, those Israelites who had been present went forth to the cities of Judah, and smashed the sacred pillars, cut down the sacred poles, and tore down the high places and altars throughout Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, until all were destroyed. Then the Israelites returned to their various cities, each to his own possession. Hezekiah re-established the classes of the priests and the Levites, according to their former classification, assigning to each priest and Levite his proper service, whether in regard to holocausts or peace offerings, thanksgiving or praise, or ministering in the gates of the encampment of the Lord. From his own wealth, the king allotted a portion for holocausts, those of morning and evening, and those on Sabbaths, new moons, and festivals, as prescribed in the law of the Lord. He also commanded the people living in Jerusalem to provide the support of the priests and Levites, that they might devote themselves entirely to the law of the Lord. As soon as the order was promulgated, the Israelites brought in great quantities the best of their grain, wine, oil, and honey, and all the produce of the fields. They gave a generous tithe of everything. Israelites and Judahites living in other cities of Judah also brought in tithes of oxen, sheep, and things that had been consecrated to the Lord their God. These they brought in, and set out in heaps. It was in the third month that they began to establish these heaps, and they completed them in the seventh month. When Hezekiah and the princes had come and seen the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. Then Hezekiah questioned the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps, and the priest Azariah, head of the house of Zadok, answered him, "Since they began to bring the offerings to the house of the Lord, we have eaten to the full, and have had much left over, for the Lord has blessed his people. This great supply is what was left over." Hezekiah then gave orders that chambers should be constructed in the house of the Lord. When this had been done, the offerings, tithes, and consecrated things were deposited there in safekeeping. The overseer of these things was Conaniah the Levite, and his brother Shimei was second in charge. Jehiel, Azaziah, Nathan, Asahel, Jeremoth, Jozabad, Eliel, Ismachiah, Mahath, and Benaiah were supervisors subject to Coniah and his brother Shimei by appointment of King Hezekiah and of Azariah, the prefect of the house of God. Koreh, the son of Imnah, a Levite, and the keeper of the eastern gate, was in charge of the freewill gifts made to God. He distributed the offerings made to the Lord and the most holy of the consecrated things. Under him in the priestly cities were Eden, Miniamim, Jeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah, who faithfully made the distribution to their brethren, great and small alike, according to their classes. There was also a register by ancestral houses of males, 30 years of age and over, for all priests who were eligible to enter the house of the Lord, according to the daily rule, to fulfill their service in the order of their classes. The priests were inscribed in their family records according to their ancestral houses, and the Levites of 20 years and over according to their various offices and classes. A distribution was also made to all who were inscribed in the family records for their little ones, wives, sons, and daughters, thus for the entire assembly, since they were to sanctify themselves by sharing faithfully in the consecrated things. The sons of Aaron, the priests who lived on the lands attached to their cities, had in every city men designated by name to distribute portions to every male among the priests and to every Levite listed in the family records. This Hezekiah did in all Judah. He did what was good, upright, and faithful before the Lord his God. Everything that he undertook for the service of the house of God, or for the law and the commandments, was to do the will of his God. He did this wholeheartedly, and he prospered.